Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, happy Friday to you. Not such a happy Friday for Garth Brooks.
No.
By the way, if you've got somebody you're taking, a young person that you're driving to school or whatever, this is going to be a G-rated report. I am not going to read any details involving this lawsuit that's 27 pages long and more graphic than an X-rated movie. So I'm not going to do that. You can read about it in any many publications. TMZ would probably do more today. I don't think they've shown the actual lawsuit. You know, usually they do. If they're going to talk about a court case, they'll show part of the lawsuit. This is 27 pages long, so imagine they had to get the court to copy it and had to pay for the copies and then read it. It's very involved. That doesn't mean it's true. It just means it's very involved. She has three lawyers in Los Angeles. My guess and what I'm hearing is they were contingency lawyers. She doesn't have the money to pay for a three-person Los Angeles law firm to file a 27.
Let me ring in on that. I don't give opinion. I mean, except to say this is heartbreaking that it might be true. It's heartbreaking that it's not true, and he's going through this. I make no judgment, but I will say that I read up on it last night. I said, okay, this actually must be a big deal. It's going to be a big deal. And, Jimmy, the comments their lawyers made in writing, her lawyers, I should say, were just backwards. I mean, these are not smart lawyers. I can tell just from, you know, the 8 sentences they put out. They're not, that's not convincing for what that's worth.
Well, here's how it went down. 2 months ago, Garth got a confidential demand letter, and it stated, and he said, this is a quote, direct quote, "Hassled to no end with threats, lies, and tragic tales of what my future would be if I did not write a check for millions of dollars. Hush money, no matter how much or how little, is still hush money. In my mind, that means I am admitting to behavior I am incapable of. Ugly acts no human should ever do to another. We filed suit against this person nearly a month ago to speak out against extortion and defamation of character. I do not fear the truth. I am not the man they painted me to be." Now, that's Garth Brooks's long version of his statement from last night. She is only speaking through her lawyers.
Who are speaking to me in a language that says that they haven't finished law school, but anyway. Just an observation.
Your opinion on that?
So it is.
Good.
It is. Yeah.
But they have filed a lawsuit. It's a civil. This is not criminal. Now, there is a law in California about sexual assault that if it happened even a long time ago, beyond the statute of limitations, you can still do it. You know, that's where we got the Weinstein stuff. That's where you've got P. Diddy stuff and everything like that going on. So. Again, though, in the old cliche, you can't unring a bell. You know, you can work your whole life.
And that could be the heartbreaking thing as well. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you work your whole life to get a great reputation, and it can be taken out by someone filing a lawsuit. Now, if it's untrue, of course, he would file against her and sue her, but she ain't got any money.
Yeah, what good.
And you still don't get your reputation back.
Exactly.
And then it's kind of like what they tell paramedics when someone drank battery acid or something. You dilute it. You dilute the poison in their system and try to get it out that way. Do not try to give them EPCAC or that stuff, whatever it's called, that makes you puke. You don't want to burn the throat up the second time. So you got to stay away from this story as far as they're concerned. They issued their statement, but it's going to keep him on the run, and I don't know how far people are going to chase it and see what it goes with it. I know CBS Morning News had it in the top of their, you know, reports of what they were going to do this morning, and you know, CNN was really working hard on it yesterday. They knew about the Jane Doe. That's how it's been listed. They knew about John Doe. That's how he was listed originally. And it's just gone from there. But it's extremely graphic. And I don't know who, you know, I don't know where I read. I've read so much. I've read the details of what some of it's just harassment. And well, not just harassment, but it's not the actual, you know, capital offense. But again, we don't know where this story is going. We just know that it's out there and gone. So Garth Brooks accused of sexual assault, and we'll see where this story ends up. We know that the longshoreman strike has ended. I guess they have to agree to it, but it sounds like the leaders have taken it and done away with it. So you can go buy your toilet paper, let it rest, and it's okay. Now, what has happened, because people have cleaned out the toilet paper sections of so many places, that there will be a shortage, possibly.
Are they wiped out?
They are wiped out.
I'm sorry, okay. It's Fun Friday.
Here's the poop. Here's the full poop on that.
Okay, all right. Good.
You know, we make the toilet paper here. I'm sure you've heard that a thousand times.
Absolutely.
Now, this flood situation, it is far worse than I think anyone has ever been really led to believe. The coverage of it has been 3-5 minutes on the first couple of days, but the amount of hurt that spread out through this storm over a massive area is pretty amazing. Early on, I think we saw pretty good about what it did. It caused flooding and people on power and generators from Naples all the way up to Apalachicola, a mile in some cases, half a mile in others. The amount of sand left at Clearwater Beach into the city of going in, you know, 100 yards, 200 yards, is quite unbelievable. Crystal River and some of those other things north of Tarpon Springs, badly damaged. They'll put it back together. It can be put back together. Perry, Florida, pretty badly damaged, can be put back together. Moody Air Force Base in Valdosta, I haven't heard anybody talk about that. It was pretty badly damaged, too, but they had evacuated the planes. Moving further up, I haven't heard one person talk about Augusta, Georgia. They've had 33 deaths in Augusta, Georgia.
Well,
they were on their knees completely.
Unbelievable. What did it do to the Masters course?
The Masters? By the way, the Masters people, whatever they call themselves, have donated $5 million to that area, I believe, or to some area to help the recovery. But it knocked down some trees. There are some unauthorized pictures. You know, they're so about image that look terrible. But it's, listen, those people have got so much money. They can bring in greens from Afghanistan or wherever and fly them in on private jets, and it'll look like it's never been touched when April comes around.
Yeah,
they'll bring in full-grown pine trees. They'll do whatever they need to do.
Completely beautiful preserve there. It's called Augusta National, I believe.
National.
Yeah, that's
it. It's going to be beautiful when the spring comes around. Through South Carolina, they're getting their power back, but it's been really bad over there. Over in the area now, I will tell you that Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, Sevierville are all okay. There's no problem for you going there in the fall. You can drive from Nashville to Knoxville, Knoxville, turn right into Sevierville. Everything is like it should be. The park is not 1,000% doing everything because they're still trying to put some things back together, but they're getting there pretty quickly in this great Smoky Mountain National Park. Now, as far as going anywhere east of there, you just about can't do it. Roads are gone, and they'll be gone for a year. It's a disaster area over there, and it really is crazy. They're still plucking people off the top of mountains, people that live in these beautiful homes on the top of certain hills that are 1,200, 1,500 feet high. there was no way down. It was completely washed out. They couldn't get out. They couldn't crawl out. So they're being taken, like, for example, by New York Task Force One, the helicopter, like you'd see people rescued by a boat out in the ocean. They're having to put the thing down with a paramedic and then strap somebody onto that person and bring them up that way. It's the only way they can get people out of their homes in some cases. Miranda Lambert gave $100,000 to Mutt Nation to help with the animals. Scotty McCreary says, please give to Samaritan's Purse. Greater Good Music, Baptist on Mission, Salvation Army, and American Red Cross. And we'll do a little bit more on that in a second. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Returning with the Jimmy Carter Report, page 2.
Well, this big flood over there in East Tennessee, as well as the others, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, which is the investigative arm of the state troopers, they are investigating a plastics factory where 11 workers were swept away. Several have asserted that they weren't allowed to leave in time to avoid the storm's impact. It wasn't until water flooded the parking lot and the power went out that the plant shut down and sent workers home. Several never made it. 11 possibly are missing, so they're getting looked at criminally for that. The Joker is out this weekend. They don't know what it's going to do. They think it's going to do okay. CinemaScore is not out yet. It's only got a 47% on the one of those things. So people that know they're going to go see it are going to go see it. $140 million weekend, not going to do what the other one did.
Remind us plays the Joker. Who's the big star in that?
Oh, the guy that played Johnny Cash.
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, he's got Lady Gaga in it as well.
He'll be a crazy Joker, I suspect.
The first one was so dark.
And they'll probably, where the movie may fail, it's going to be nominated for a lot of Academy Awards. It's going to be nominated, probably Joaquin Phoenix, maybe even Lady Gaga will all be nominated for Oscars. But they said the story itself is weak, and that the narrative is weak, and at times it just almost comes to a halt because it's a character study, and sometimes there's just silence. And so, you know, might be a little strange. They're bringing out this on October the 10th. I don't know if Bob's excited, but if anyone is, it could be Bob. The Chicken Big Mac is coming.
You know, I actually got a notification on my phone yesterday, and I thought, that has potential.
$5.50 is what it will cost. It will be cheaper in some areas and more expensive in others, but $5.50 is what they're telling people.
So will it have two chicken breasts on it with cheese?
Didn't say how many.
Yeah,
I figured you'd be more studying.
I just didn't have when the notification came.
I know there's just no time to do.
No, it says it's going to be in most of their stores. I believe it said October 10th.
October 10th. The American Music Awards 50th Anniversary Special will be Sunday night. That's going to be on CBS. The show was invented for ABC, but CBS bought the rights out from Dick Clark, and They're going to do it. So they're going to have some faces on there we haven't seen in a while. One is going to be Gladys Knight. She will sing the 1973 hit Midnight Train to Georgia. Brad Paisley's going to be on there saluting Charlie Pride. Let's see. They're going to do a salute to James Brown. Green Day is going to perform their recent hit Dilemma. Jennifer Hudson will honor Whitney Houston. Doesn't say if she's going to. Yeah, she's going to. Jennifer Hudson's going to sing I Will Always Love You. Ooh. Wow. That could be good. Anyway, Gloria Estefan, Jennifer Lopez, and all these other people are going to be on there, too. Week number 6 of college football is not a very elite week. Some big games are coming up in the next 2 or 3 weeks, but this particular week has got a few things. None that I really sounded like. SMU, Louisville, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Rutgers, Nebraska. College game day is going to be in Berkeley, California. So Miami is going to be playing them. They're still undefeated, so I don't know.
So they should be defeated. Miami should have. Virginia Tech got robbed last weekend.
Who do you have, Alabama?
Vanderbilt in Nashville.
Oh, you know, it's Vanderbilt. It could happen. You never know.
Well, put it this way, that's what you call a trap game.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of those games like Mississippi State could have been for you guys last week that you're not really taking seriously, but you better. And I'm sure that the coaches know that. Detroit versus Cleveland, that's going to be a baseball game, early baseball game tomorrow. Kansas City at New York is going to be more toward the evening. San Diego, Los Angeles is an evening game, too. And there are other baseball things. So this is a great time of year. NASCAR is doing their Talladega race on Sunday afternoon. You know, that's the where they do the big one, and the cars fly in the air and all of that stuff. That's coming up. And, of course, we'll be thinking about all the people over and people trying to do stuff and thinking about how they can help the people of the Carolinas. There's so many rumors running around about FEMA. And if you pay, you can't pay attention to social media about much of anything, but particularly in that story, some people are trying to claim that FEMA is confiscating goods that private people are bringing over there because it wasn't approved by FEMA or something. And I don't think that's true, but that's something I can't tell you right now. There's just tons of rumors, though, about things. And, you know, FEMA not getting a good report, and this guy who's the head of FEMA, and the head of every other, you know, Secret Service and the Border Patrol, he says they don't have any money to keep doing this hurricane stuff. He said they're out of their budget, so yeah. Don't know what we're going to do about that.
And then politically, everybody jumped on this. Well, it's because we spent all the money at the border. No, not a related fund. No, it's because we had to spend all that money to protect Donald Trump and his ego. No, not a related fund.
Clearly.
I mean, gee, money, Christmas.
But it's just, you know, it's just the internet.
The media takes it and runs with it, too, though. That was the deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see certain things.
Real quick, for those who didn't hear earlier, the longshoreman dock worker strike, Jimmy, is over. They brought him back in now. They say it's over. Agreement in principle, vote on it. They'll bring it back up in January, but boy, you better believe there was some serious political pressure going on there to get that up.
You can't do this to us.
Get away from the election. Yeah, yeah.
So they unrang that bell as quickly as they could.
Well said, yeah.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend and beat them Commodores. Commodores.
We'll be sinking that boat, that's for sure.
I love you, buddy. Take care. Jimmy Carter back with us, as you know, every morning. Please tell folks that like Jimmy Carter, he's back, and we're back over here at 95.9. Austin's Texas Country and our affiliates. Jimmy's brought to you, as you know, by Precision Camera and Video, Prime Bank of Texas, and Swartner Farm and Ranch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.